obviously their rushing attack kind of dictates their yeah. game a lot. How do you guys yeah. slow that down?
Burkhead and Martinez are very very dynamic players. They've got a lot of ability and skills, and you know, it's no different than playing Denard Robinson or Dan Persa, though. It's you know, we've played skilled players before like those guys, and you know, we're just going to come out and play our best.
You guys look like you've really improved against that. I mean, Broderick, in my eyes, you know, he just seems to really play the position well against an option-type running back. What have you guys gotten to the point where, you know, you're comfortable facing it? You're not there's not anything.
Well, part of the deal is we've seen it a lot more recently, so that definitely helps. And you know, Northwestern obviously has had a number of last couple of years, and they're kind of an offense like that. And you know, we're just gonna have to be ready to go and play our absolute best to be able to beat these guys.
How do you feel physically right now?
I'm feeling all right. It's just like any other football player at the end of the season. You know, it's a long season. It's, you take some nice hits during the year, but you know, it's that's what football is all about.
High ankle sprain, you know, broken hand. I mean, a laundry list of injuries.
Yeah, the list goes on and on, but it really doesn't matter. I'm feeling about the best I have since the start of the year, so I'm looking forward to this week.
What'd you feel about the move to middle linebacker from the outside?
It's exciting for me because, you know, it's a lot more action inside than it is playing outside, just guarding receivers the whole game. So, you know, it's a different look, and I'm still picking up a lot of things, but it's definitely a lot of fun, and it's been exciting being in there in the huddle every time and, you know, being up there at the front seven.
What do you think of Derby so far at linebacker?
He's done a good job. You know, he's it's quite the move from quarterback to linebacker. He's got a lot to learn, but you know, he's a great athlete, and he's you know, he's going to be a good player. And there's no doubt about it. He's got size and athleticism to do it. And you know, once he picks up on some things, he'll be all right.
Is he at Leo or Mel?
He's at outside.
You guys do have a lot of younger linebackers that you're probably have to be their mentor at some point.
Yeah, I'm definitely the older guy in the group, in the room, but, you know, I try to, you know, teach them as much as I can, and, you know, they're talented, too, and they know football, too, so, you know, they're teaching me things, so it's, you know, it's good to have a young group like that, and they're going to be good in the future.
Evaluate, you know, Christian or Anthony or James and AJ, I mean, what are some of their attributes that you notice?
Obviously, they got a lot of speed, and, you know, AJ brings some size to the group. And, you know, they're going to be all right once they, you know, once they all get out and gel together. And, you know, this is their second year out there now. AJ is obviously his first year. But, you know, once they, you know, expect some big things from them in the future.
How different has it been, if at all, with just having a short week of preparation here and preparing for a game on a Friday?
It's not really much different. Coach has got a good, you know, he's got a good plan for us this week. And, you know, it's just like any other week, except for we just cut a day off there. So,
do you like this? Do you like having an opportunity to play in a game like this on a day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
it's not that people,
yeah.
Everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. You know, it's going to be a national televised game, obviously, and you know, it's a big audience watching the game. And you know, we don't care if we cut a day off of our rest. It's going to be fun to be able to play, and then you know, sit back the next day and watch some of the other games.
How much of an impact do you feel guys like Mike Daniels and Broderick Benz had on the defense Saturday, just with the way that they were both able to kind of play and, I guess, set the tone?
Yeah, definitely. They, you know, they came out there and got after the quarterback, and obviously that helps us a lot in pass coverage and, you know, stopping the run too. So, you know, if we can get that kind of effort from everybody, then I think we'll be all right.